From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A surprising turnaround today from Time magazine. It now says it will cooperate with a grand jury investigation into the Valerie Plame affair. That means the magazine will hand over documents and email from its reporter, Matthew Cooper. Until now, Time has stood behind Cooper, who's refusing to testify and reveal an unnamed source. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Time Inc. Editor-in-Chief Norman Perlstein told NPR he made the decision after the Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of Time's Matthew Cooper and New York Times reporter Judith Miller on Monday.
Faced with that, it was my decision that while the First Amendment gives reporters a great deal of freedoms, it does not give us the ability to be above the law, and that if the law requires journalists, like all other citizens, to testify before a grand jury, I felt we had no choice but to adhere to it following that Supreme Court ruling.
Nobody knows what's in the document that Time Inc. will hand over, except for Time and reporter Matthew Cooper. Cooper was prepared to face imprisonment, but he told NPR last year that didn't mean he was looking forward to being, in the eyes of many of his colleagues, a First Amendment martyr.
I think it's crazy for a reporter in the United States who's simply doing their job, getting up every day, trying to report stories, to have to go to jail.
Let's back up for a second. Cooper and Miller had nothing to do with the outing of Valerie Plame as a CIA agent. That honor belongs to Robert Novak, who did so in a column 2 years ago. The outing was widely seen as political payback for an editorial written by Plame's husband, Joseph C. Wilson, that criticized the Bush administration's rationale for going to war. Cooper just followed up.
I co-authored a story in 2003, hoping to cast some light on this leaking that was going on.
Also looking into the leak was a grand jury assigned by the Justice Department. It subpoenaed a number of journalists to figure out their sources in the administration. One of the many mysteries of this case is why, if Novak has cooperated, as many think he has, the heat remains on Cooper and Miller. Novak appeared on CNN last night to talk about the case without being forthcoming.
My lawyer said I cannot answer any specific questions about this case until it is resolved, which I hope is very soon.
What happened today may significantly lessen the chances that Cooper and even Miller will go to jail, depending on what's in the documents. Doug Lee is an attorney and First Amendment expert. He says this decision has major ramifications.
Any reporter who promises confidentiality to a source is really making a promise that he or she may not be able to fulfill unless the reporter is prepared to go to jail to protect the source.
That's why Time Inc.'s decision disturbs Kevin Drum, a blogger for The Washington Monthly. He's written about Cooper's role in the affair.
You know, if Matt Cooper himself had released his notes, then he would have taken a little bit of a hit to his credibility in the future with his sources. But now that Time Incorporated has done it, it means that really every reporter who works for Time magazine has taken a little bit of a hit to their credibility. Sources in the future will be a little bit hesitant to talk to them, wondering if their parent corporation is going to give up their identity at some point.
Cooper is not commenting, but it's been reported that Time Inc.'s decision was against his will. The decision also drew criticism from the New York Times. Even if Cooper and Miller do go to jail for contempt of court, attorney Doug Lee says the grand jury has what amounts to an expiration date. The contempt charge can only run the time the grand jury is in session.
And whatever date that is, and I understand that's a date in October, anyone who is in jail for failing to comply with the grand jury subpoena would be released.
So the maximum amount of time either reporter would serve would be less than 4 months. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.